Okay, you're in your garden or backyard or neighborhood park, and you see a plant that's maybe a weed. It looks kind of cool. Is it a native plant? If not, how did it get here? And what, if anything, should you do about it? A new exhibit at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh hopes to answer some of those questions for visitors.
This is Uprooted Plants Out of Place, which is a new exhibition that just opened here in March, which is on the topic of introduced plants or invasive plants.
Mason Heberling is associate curator in the section of botany, and he took me on a tour of the exhibit in the Hall of Botany to learn more about it.
Actually, this is a really good one to look at. So the Spring Forest Diorama, or Laurel Highlands Diorama, or when it opened originally in 1928, the description said it was a recreation of a typical ravine outside of Pittsburgh. But I think most ravines around Pittsburgh, this maybe wouldn't be considered a typical ravine. And I think one of the big reasons it wouldn't be considered typical is to see this many kind of native wildflowers in abundance like this is relatively uncommon and becoming more uncommon.
Tell me about the native plants. I see dogwood, which is in bloom.
We have a couple different species of trilliums. We've got white trillium and red trillium. We have yellow trout lily. We have Virginia bluebells. The Hall of Botany, though wonderful, historic, accurate in many ways, was inaccurate in some ways because it didn't show the kind of the current state of the flora of Pennsylvania. And that is in part due to the introduction of invasive plants.
So have you added invasive plants here?
No, we haven't. So we left the historic dioramas as they are, but instead you can see kind of little interventions and signs here on the dioramas rather that ask visitors to think what the impacts of some of these introduced species might have on the species that you see here.
Oh, right. I see this little sign that says you'd see fewer small trees and native shrubs like these dogwood trees.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what would be here instead?
Yeah, good question. many different things. But in this hall, what we chose to feature is kind of the introduction histories and biology of three big species that are found in the forests of Pennsylvania. And so right here, what we're looking at now, at least the signage is talking about envisioning this landscape with the introduction of multiflora rose or Rosa multiflora, which was introduced quite a while ago and is an example of a shrubby-like thorny thing. That's one of the focal species here. And then we have different specimens and some archival. I don't know if we want to go look at that now or
yeah.
The sign here, which was, we had a back and forth at the museum whether we should call it the jagger bush or not, because there's many different thorny things. It might be called a jagger bush, but we thought it had a little bit of Pittsburghese
That's very Pittsburgh, yeah.
And that's definitely how I learned multiflora rose growing up in the Pittsburgh area of the jaggers in your legs as you walk through. And many forests, especially in the Pittsburgh region, have a lot of these rose bushes that really changes the understory of the forest in a variety of ways. And from a recreational standpoint, definitely changes the ability to have a nice walk through the woods. Here we kind of tell the introduction history of this species, how it was actually introduced as a rootstock for grafting. Stems from other roses might be grafted to the roots of this species to help it grow better. There's these cool pullouts here, and this was in collaboration with the Hunt Institute of Botanical Documentation, which is associated with the library at Carnegie Mellon University, a rare book and botanical archives library. And here you see a beautiful watercolor of this species from China around the 1800s.
It is really pretty.
Yeah.
Pink flowers.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly kind of part of the an important part of the narrative that we're telling about these species and kind of giving a new light to this topic. Oftentimes we point at specific species, you know, like maybe we'll say multiflora rose is so bad, and kind of coming across as if this species has some sort of sentience and is out to ruin us. When in fact, when we tell the full story of how it got here and how we are where we are today with our environment, we realize that this was human activity, and that there's a lot of important historical factors in why we see the vegetation that we see in Pennsylvania and around the world.
You have like a cast of a thorny branch. You can actually touch the jaggers.
Yeah, I will say the exhibition team did an awesome job here to kind of make a cast of this rose stem, which I actually grabbed a huge stem and brought it in from my yard, from the woods behind my house.
It looks very realistic. So we can appreciate multiflora rose, but what are the problems that it creates?
Yeah. It changes species composition. It leafs out early in the spring, casting a lot of dense shade, takes up a lot of room, and kind of outcompetes the native vegetation.
not all introduced plants become invasive, right?
Yeah, and that's an important distinction here. A plant that we consider to be native is one that evolved in a given area. But an introduced plant is a plant that was brought to a new region outside of its native range by humans. So that's an important distinction, by humans. And then a naturalized plant is that which kind of creates a self-sustaining population, can kind of grow without the at least direct impact of humans. And then a subset of these naturalized, so-called naturalized species are what we call invasive. And those are species that have an impact on either the environment, the economy, or human health. And so the idea of what is a negative impact is then where we kind of get in that a little bit of the gray area between science and society and who decides what plant in particular is considered invasive. And that's where there's a lot of policy connections too.
All right, so now we are upstairs.
Yes, we are upstairs in the third floor overlook, looking over the dinosaur exhibit. But on the third story overlook now is all about plants, and in particular, invasive plants. And so this is the second half of Uprooted Plants Out of Place. In the Hall of Botany, it really was about biology, about introduction history. Upstairs here is a little bit more reflective. It's a little more about cultural perceptions around invasive plants, about how we talk about invasives and introduced plants, and then also about land stewardship. So the one thing that is maybe obvious but sometimes forgotten is that introduced plants are native somewhere, and that they have a relationship with not only their native environment but also the people that live in that native environment. And so here we really focus on a particular species, but it can be thought much broader beyond this species. But that is a species that is quite common in Pittsburgh, and that is knotweed. It's a plant that has these large canes. Here we have herbarium specimens showing this species knotweed and its different kind of diverse forms, both collected well over 100 years ago in its native range in Japan, but also collected in Pittsburgh as early as 1920 and more recent collections. There are over 600 different terms used for knotweed in Japanese culture, describing the relationships between humans and knotweed. And so this the wallpaper actually lists a lot of these different names, both in Japanese and also in English.
That's how important it is in the culture.
Right, exactly, yeah. We had a really awesome opportunity here to engage with the Japanese artist Koichi Watanabe, who is a photographer. And he was originally kind of inspired to follow the path of knotweed, so to speak, around the world. And so here we have a piece that we commissioned for this exhibition of knotweed growing by the old Pittsburgh Brew Works, and then kind of juxtaposed with the same species in Osaka Castle in Japan.
The Japanese name for what we call knotweed.
Yes, itadori, and that was also something that actually was quite new for me learning, because I have been studying knotweed, and this exhibition project really gave me time to really start to think more broadly, more interdisciplinarily about the species that I was studying and kind of the stories that this particular species has to tell outside of its just kind of unwanted nature in Pittsburgh. So when Koichi first visited for this exhibition, he brought some knotweed jam. That was new to me. It was interesting.
What do you hope visitors will take away from this exhibit?
So I think we talk a lot about climate change and a lot of other environmental changes happening. We talk a lot about extinction, but we don't talk necessarily as much about kind of the flip of that, which is species additions to our flora and how this affects our local and native ecosystems. Another big take home, I just think, is more attention towards plants. Largely, plants is an important part of our landscape. Plants are the landscape. And also just curiosity about the natural world and how humans interact and are, in fact, a part of the natural world.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Mason Heberling is associate curator in the section of botany at Carnegie Museum of Natural History. He says its new exhibit, Uprooted: Plants Out of Place, is open for the next year. It was supported by the Richard King Mellon Foundation, which has also funded the Allegheny Front. There's more, including photos, at our website, alleghenyfront.org.